Hey everyone, this is Benj Smith, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Hey, we hope you're really enjoying the Better Message series. I know I am. So today, we're going to talk about living out an open-handed life. I'll admit that this is not really not an easy topic to talk about, especially in a five-minute podcast, but I'm going to give it my best shot. So in today's culture, we face many challenges from political unrest to terrorism, race issues, and more. And on the flip side, we are also seeing positive signs and opportunities from the job market to the housing market and a soaring stock market. All of these challenges and opportunities can cause us to be either pessimistic or optimistic as it relates to our levels of generosity. But this is not God's desire for us. His desire for us is to depend on Him as our one true provider and not to be influenced by the good or bad stuff in the world around us. As believers of the one true God, we need to look in the mirror and ask ourselves, do we truly, truly, truly believe that God is in control? Do you believe He is in control of our world? Is He in control of our nation? Is He in control of our community? And now let me ask, make it very personal for you. Do you believe He is in control of you? I heard someone say once that if you want to know what controls a person, all you have to do is look at their calendar and look at their checkbook. Our God in heaven desires us to be grateful, generous, and giving. He wants us to be open-handed with however little or however much He gives us. His desire is for us to have a better life, and He knows that having a better life includes giving back to Him, not giving back to the pastor or the church or a ministry or a mission, but giving back to Him and giving with a generous and grateful heart. All right, so here comes the really tough part of the podcast. I have a few questions for you, and I'd like for you to sincerely think about the answers before you answer them. So here's the first one. Have you truly given yourself and all that you have to the Lord? Or do you behave like everything is yours and it's up to you to make everything work out? Now, trust me. It is very freeing when you turn everything, including your time and money, over to your God in heaven. All right, second question. Have you ever studied the scripture on giving and generosity? If not, why not? Don't be afraid. Be brave and trust God. He always desires the best for His family. And in His infinite wisdom, He knows when we give back to Him with generous hearts and hands, this will lead to a better life. All right, third question. Do you systematically and spontaneously give your time and money back to God? Believe it or not, we should do both. In our cause-driven world, many people prefer to give when they feel the need or have an emotional moment. This is not God's plan for us. His desire is for us to set aside time and money to give back to Him. And by the way, if you or I are giving to something solely because we like a church leader or a ministry or a mission endeavor, then our giving is sinful. I know that's tough to hear, but the one and only reason we should give is out of a grateful heart to our Father in heaven. All right, fourth question. Lastly, are there things in your life that you could simplify? Maybe it's your schedule, or maybe you eat out too much, or maybe you have subscriptions to everything and don't really need all of them. God knows that having a simplified life that leads to more generous giving equates to having a better life. Okay, everyone, thanks so much for listening to today's podcast. I'm sure I made a few of you upset, and for that I am genuinely sorry. It is my prayer that God will bring you more peace, more provisions, and more wisdom as you seek to give more of your time and money back to Him, and you give it with a grateful and generous heart. It will, not might, but it will lead to a better life. We hope and pray the rest of your day is refreshing, fulfilling, and once again, better. See you this Sunday. Bye.